On a Monday, it is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're feeling a sense of home in the song called On Wisconsin. In 1961, so the story goes, Bob Dylan drafted some verses about our state. A couple years ago, a Milwaukee musician uncovered those lyrics and made a song, and now it's set to life in a new video featuring dozens of state luminaries.
Cheese and cream, yes, I've known it all my days, and I'm going back to my hometown. I'm leaving right away. I'm headed to Wisconsin.
Which famous Wisconsinites would you want to spotlight? Maybe they made the video. Join in at 800-642-1234. Rob Thomas is features editor at the Capital Times in Madison. He's also social media editor and a film critic. Rob, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So the bones for this song, they're decades old. Take us back to 1961. What was Bob Dylan doing and thinking in Wisconsin?
So he had dropped out of the University of Minnesota. And this is all in his book, Chronicles, where I think a lot of people didn't know this. But he went to Madison for a brief time to try to become a folk musician. And incredibly, he couldn't really crack the scene here. He had actually met Pete Seeger here, but apparently was not much of a success. So when a couple of guys were driving to New York, he hopped on and
hitched a ride.
Basically, they shared driving duties to New York, and the rest is history. He got a recording contract with Columbia, but apparently still had Wisconsin on his mind. And on the day he was going to start recording his first album, he wrote three verses of this On Wisconsin. It's not Tangled Up in Blue by Dylan standards, right? But it's a fun little ditty about Wisconsin and mentions, you know, one of the jokes is he refers to Wow Wow Toaster, which is Wauwatosa. And so, you know, and he never recorded it and he wrote it down by hand. And so it had been forgotten for half a century. And then these lyrics went up for auction, and Trapper Shep, who was actually also born in Minnesota in Red Wing, but really grew up in Wisconsin, read about this in Rolling Stone and was like, I can't afford the rights to, or I can't afford to buy these lyrics, but maybe I could finish this song. So he added some more lyrics to kind of finish it up and put a melody to it. And then his manager, you know, knew Dylan's people. Sent it out to him, and the word got back that it was okay for him to record it. So it was on his album that came out in January. Mm-hmm. And so the second part of the story is this video, which has been a year and a half in the making. Dylan fans will know that there's sort of a famous video called Subterranean Homesick Blues. I think it's one of the first music videos, actually, where Dylan is holding these cards with the lyrics.
And these cue cards.
tossing them, right, as it goes. It's still a very cool video. So Trapper Shep had the idea, let's get a lot of famous Wisconsin people to kind of each have a little lyric on a card and have this little montage of Wisconsin notables.
So, and Shep really had to stay true to the folk heritage. How did he do that?
Well, I mean, and he mentioned this. I mean, this is very much in the folk tradition in a couple of ways. The first is that, folk music is people's music. You take what somebody did before and you add something to it, and then you pass it along to the next generation. So that's really, in his mind, all he was doing. Folk music is very regional music, right? Whether you're in, you know, 4th Street in New York or in Appalachia or whatever. So the idea of a song about Wisconsin makes a lot of sense to him.
We're talking with the Capital Times features editor Rob Thomas about a song and music video that a modern folk artist wrote from Bob Dylan's work in the 1960s. Have you seen the video for On Wisconsin? What do you like about the new song with inspiration that's decades old? Did you recognize the people holding those cue cards? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Rob, the music video features more than 60 people from Wisconsin with some, you know, pretty solid name recognition. Who are some of those faces?
Well, you've got Senator Tammy Baldwin. You've got Mayor Tom Barrett of Milwaukee. You've got Butch Vig from Garbage. You've got the Cap Times' own Jesse O'Poyan. Our opinion editor is in there with their banjo.
We represent with Michael Feldman.
See, he did a good job sort of getting everybody, right? And then, you know, it's a good mix of like musicians and brewers and politicians. And, you know, that's one of the nice things, I think, is that it's it does feel like a cross section of the state. It's not just like our most famous folks. And it's just very, I don't know, the melody is very sort of cute. He sort of thought of a drifter lying in a railroad car thinking about Wisconsin, and the beat has this kind of swing melody, like you can imagine dancing in a supper club to it in kind of a way. So it's just a very sweet and sort of unpretentious video, which I think kind of reflects the state.
Do we have any indication what Bob Dylan thinks of all this?
Officially, no, but
I mean, do we ever have any indication what Bob Dylan thinks about anything?
You know, the thing is about Dylan is he's actually pretty loose with his stuff. Like he did a commercial for like Victoria's Secret 20 years ago. Yeah, so he's not very precious about his stuff anyway. I don't know if any official word has come back, but like if he didn't like it, you know, he could squash it like a buck. So clearly at some level, he's okay with this.
Are there any cameos in here that were surprising to you or a little obscure?
Let me think. Mark Borchardt, who was in American Movie, is in early. That was really great to see. I was impressed he got Butch Vig, because Butch, I think, really lives in Los Angeles now. So that was really cool. You know, one kind of funny story is that, you know, the video ends with Trapper Shep, and because the last line is, "We might as well stay." The problem is, as a musician, he kept moving so much that they kept reshooting the last scene. And finally, they just shot him in the back of his van, which I think is appropriate for a touring musician, right? Because that really is his home.
Right, right. And so I understand this went viral. This has been seen a lot. Do we know how much it's spread?
I haven't checked the latest like YouTube things. But yeah, it's really had an, especially Wisconsin, I think, but also, you know, it's really a song for people living in the other 49 states who miss Wisconsin. So I think if you're living around the country and you haven't been back in a few years, it does kind of reconnect you with familiar faces of home.
What does this do for Trapper Shep's career?
Well, he's already really on the rise. Like, he's really had a national prominence this year, I think, that I've seen, which is great because he's a great musician. And so I think, he'll forever be known as the guy from Wisconsin, I think. So this only reinforces that.
And I understand this video took years in the making, like, you know, and one connection led to the next.
Yeah. I mean, people, I think Jesse hooked him up with one of the politicians or something like that. But yeah, it took like a year and a half, because you think about it, you have 70 different people and you got to make sure each one has a different part of the song. You don't want to have two people with the same lyric. So apparently it was a lot of editing and re-editing. It was just finished a couple of weeks ago, he said. So it was maybe even more an undertaking than trying to get a hold of Bob Dylan to ask him if you could record a song.
So where did Wawa Toaster come from? I mean, did people really used to say that?
You know, I do not know. I do know that Dylan did go to camp here when he was a kid. So maybe he heard about it and made a joke, or maybe it was a better rhyme with something else. I don't know. But
well, you can find a link to the On Wisconsin video on our website at WPR.org on the morning show page. And Trapper Shep performs in Madison Thursday night, and this song just might make the set list. Rob, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Rob Thomas is features editor at the Capital Times in Madison. Coming up, what will happen to satire now that Mad Magazine is no more? Did you devour Mad as a kid? What was your favorite cover? We're at 800-642-1234. We'll talk life after the iconic Gap-Tooth cover boy. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.
On Wisconsin, calling me that way.